Fat is a Feminist Issue. So wrote Susie Orbach in her book entitled Fat is a Feminist Issue. That was back in 1978. Now the British psychotherapist is moving to another argument, more global. Susie Orbach's new book is called Bodies. In it, she laments that the Western body has become a global brand, and Orbach says that as we export our brand of ideal shape and size, we're also exporting our anguish over how we look.
We now know that in China, as part of modernity and entering global culture, if you have enough money, you're in Beijing or in Shanghai, you'll get a 10-centimeter rod inserted in your upper leg so that your body is more of a westernized height. If you're in Korea, 50% of teenage girls are having a western eyelid inserted.
We should say this is to add a fold so the eye looks more round and more westernized.
Exactly. I could give you countless examples of the spread of the Western form as being the perception of what is required. I mean, Nigeria, dieting, it has become a craze ever since a Miss World was adopted from Nigeria, who had a very slender, westernized body.
So what do you detect is primarily responsible here? I mean, is it the media? Is it something that's changed?
I don't really think there's one big baddie. I think it's much more complex than that. I think there's a relationship between the various style industries and visual culture, and the fact that we see at least 5,000 images a week of a particularly digitally enhanced and modified and stretched figure, particularly female, or although increasingly men. I think there's another level of difficulty, which is that mothers' bodies have been destabilized, and they are the ones who bring their bodies to their children.
One of the things you mentioned is that we have become, in some cases, so disgusted with our own genuine bodies that we are now going outside ourselves, even online, to create the perfect body, and technology has helped make this possible.
Well, I think there's two different ways we do it online. One is through a reinvention of self so that you become younger, older, well, really older, younger, different color, different sexuality, different capabilities, different sort of a look. So you can have avatars that really are not you. I think if you go to a site like Second Life, you can see that there are people who have invented themselves as completely different than they actually are.
That's part of the fun of it, I think, most people would say.
I know, but maybe that would be fun if they had a stable identity, and so what one was doing was dressing up, right? It's kind of like masquerade. But if actually that's where you're spending your life in an identity that isn't you, it no longer becomes the side of imagination. It becomes something, I think, a bit more troubling. It raises the question for me is, what is wrong with our identities as they are, that we have to have fictitious identities?
You know, you flouted that trend in the most, I think, inventive and maybe even audacious way. Can you tell us about your avatar in Second Life?
Well, I didn't really do it in an audacious way. I just was myself.
And which may be audacious. Yeah, exactly.
Which was fascinating because I thought, okay, I've got to go onto this site and see what on earth this is like. So I introduced myself as the person that I actually am. So I hadn't transformed myself into a 32-year-old architect or a 48-year-old hairdresser or anything. I went in as, I think I was probably a 60-year-old, you know, not so young woman. And everybody was very polite and they came up to me and then they floated right away. So that, because I was clearly of no interest whatsoever. They obviously thought, what is this old biddy doing on this site? She's come to the wrong place.
Well, for those young girls even, or young boys who are obsessed with this issue, and there are more and more, as you say, how do you even begin to turn this ship around?
Well, I think it's by helping their parents not pass on their body difficulties to their kids, not talking obsessively about food or exercise, not criticizing their own bodies in front of their kids, because kids grow up by mimicking, right? And it would be terrible for them to grow up thinking that the way to be a grown-up is to be involved in attacking your own body.
That's Susie Orbach, who's the author of the new book, Bodies. She's also a psychotherapist and founder of the Women's Therapy Center of London.